Hello once again, my friends, and welcome to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are talking about a highly anticipated Netflix movie today. Now, I don't know about you, I know a lot of people have canceled their Netflix because of some controversial content and just plain of content that Netflix has had. If you are on our YouTube channel, you might be able to read my lips on that one. But if you're on our podcast, I'll let you just fill in the blanks. So today we are talking about the new movie featuring Matt Damon and Ben Affleck called The Rip. Trust has a price. Now, this one is more than a little bit controversial. It is about crooked cops, and it's about basically the whole thing with no-knock warrants and a lot of just really messy stuff with IA and just different levels of things in the police department, different levels of corruption. It makes you literally question everything, even if you're on the side of the good guys, which I am. I mean, obviously with the name like Movie Deputy, you can guess I do back the blue. It doesn't mean that every one of them is good out there, but the vast majority are. But this movie calls that into question majorly. Now, before I get too deep into this, I want to go into the trailer for this, but I want to warn you, this trailer has some very strong language, so if you have littles around and you don't want them to hear that, I would just at least want to give you the heads up. Sorry, that was my bad.
From the outside looking in, it seems simple. Seize the cash, count it, and turn it in.
My pity.
On the inside, it's different.
As you can imagine, when you've got these guys going into a thing where they don't know what they're even walking into, and then they find a large amount of money, how tempting that could be.
We had a Crime Stopper tip come in on this address.
Shit. There's $1.4 million in this bucket.
I bought 14 more of those things.
That's a $20 million rip.
Now, you may be wondering what a rip is. A rip is when they find a large amount of money suspected to come from different types of crime or drugs or something like that. So the rip is the amount of money itself.
Smart right now. We gotta move this money, man.
Stay off the radios, no call outs.
What would you do with this? Just this.
Everything.
You heard about the inside heist teams?
Yeah, cops playing robbers.
You need any help tonight, Lieutenant?
Nope. We didn't get a heads up about this.
The longer we stay here, the dicier the shit gets.
Don't trust anyone.
All I know is what we do right now and who we talk to matters.
And that's really the whole thing of this is don't trust anyone. Because every time you think you've got it figured out what's going on, it's going to turn it on its head even more.
You see that?
P.I.
You can imagine with the what just got spelled out there, the way that this is leaning. And of course, it's Netflix, so.
Is there anything that you've heard about him?
This snitch is in every division.
Watch your back.
Cover! This is it! I'm breaking loose!
I got the roof!
You want to steal this rip? Just say it out loud. What?
You a snitch, Mike?
This is my crime scene. Let me run it.
Think he's gonna take the money?
Were you and Captain Velez close?
Tell me what's going on.
First off, back the fuck up.
You're not going anywhere without me.
You're not giving orders. I don't trust you right now, and that's a problem.
You should just take whatever money you want and walk away. Before this goes really bad for all of us.
Does she know how true that statement will be? Now, this movie did open a couple weeks ago on Netflix on January 16th. And, of course, I'm now just now getting to the review, so my apologies on that. But, as you can imagine, it's Netflix, and so it definitely leaning one direction, but there's a few twists along the way. And it's basically pointing that everybody's a bad guy. And obviously, no, that's not the case. I mean, they can't do that. They can't go that far as to show that. But there is a surprising twist in this one. And honestly, for the vast majority of the movie, I was like, this is a four. I mean, just watchable, but completely forgettable. Just stereotypes and playing into the stereotypes and the public fear and the overreactions and just kind of all of that. It just really plays into that for the majority of the movie. But the twist at the end is the only thing that is even slightly redeemable about this. So, and the redemption does go a long ways. Now, mind you, I said I was in the fours for the majority of this movie. I'm just as like watchable, but absolutely forgettable. And then there's this twist, which I can guarantee if you can sit through this whole movie, I mean, if it doesn't piss you off to the point of turning it off, the twist is worth it to the point that I am giving The Rip not only a guilty rating, but I am giving it a 6 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Is it absolutely great? No. Is it awful? No, absolutely not. It's hard to watch at times. Some of the stuff that's going on is definitely hard to watch at times. It feels like the cursing and stuff in there is almost forced. It's so overused. It's almost like they are forcing themselves to like say the words. It's like, or it doesn't even like fit into the conversation where they're forcing some of the curse words and forcing some of the slurs in a way that's not even like naturally part of the dialogue. And so that's the only reason I didn't go a little bit higher. I was kind of debating maybe a little higher, but I'm like, okay, it's got that stuff in it. And I just can't, I mean, I'm staying true to the Deputy scale. Like I said, personally, for the majority of this movie, I was a 4. Even Deputy score, I was probably low 5s for the majority of it. But the twist was enough redeeming that it made it worthwhile. So if you still have Netflix and you are looking for a cop drama or just more of an intense drama that has a twist, or if you're a fan of Affleck or Damon, then this one might be worth checking out. But at least come into it prepared for the stuff that you're going to see, because it's hard to watch at times with all of the rhetoric that is involved in this. But like I said, if you can make it all the way through it, it is worth it. So as always, I hope that you know which buttons to push to always get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. And you want to be sure and turn on those notifications too. But I do want to share, I changed this poster up quite a bit for the podcast, as you can kind of see what the poster looks like here. The podcast image, I did that for it. So I did change it quite a bit. And so if you are looking for the image on the podcast, you're over on our YouTube channel, you kind of got a sneak peek, but that's what that ended up looking like. But like I said, this is not going to be for everybody. It's got strong language, definitely a guilty rating. But once again, my score is a 6 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. So until later, everybody, make sure to come back Monday. We've got another one for you. Not quite as new, but I've had a lot of requests for it. So you want to be sure and come back and check that out. So till then, bye.